with Cooking Simulator. Where is my notes? I have like a notepad, and this is like it's like the sketchings of a madman, because sometimes I hold the notepad upside down, but I just begin to write on it. So I flip to the next page, then I have to turn the notepad around. So some things are just upside down. So I'm constantly flipping it around. It's like it's just a constant battle with this notepad. I don't look at like the top of it. I just start writing. Terrible. So yeah, I've just become a, maybe I'll just become a Twitter space, a Twitter space VTuber forever. Everyone gets to do like their streaming content, and you guys can come see Battle over on Twitter as I sit here and groan, and I'm so mad. What do I have in my notes here? One of my bullet points just says horrified. I write things in the past as if future me is going to understand them. I don't know what that means. Horrified. Like, what does that entail? I know it, there's some kind of depiction of horror somewhere, but what does it, what's the whole, what's it mean? What is the, what am I horrified about? Just horrified. Probably for my debut, I was pretty horrified. I had the thing with my debut is a lot of the things that I used were like down to the wire. Like at the ending with like the tomatoes flying at me and stuff, that was made like 18 hours before I went on. So I didn't like rehearse any of that. So I think what I think this horrified section is just something about the horrified last second changes I made to the debut. Some things were like really rehearsed, right? Some things were really rehearsed, like the Yago bit was really rehearsed, and the skull bit was just like a chroma keyed video. Originally, I had it, so I was just like holding the arm and like shaking it around, but I didn't like micromanaging everything, so I just made it a video, and so I could just sit there and time my screaming. But I had a lot of fun with debut. Here's the thing: aren't we happy that the debut at least we're not in like in a perfect world or in a perfect timeline anymore, but at least we got the debut off the ground. At least, I got that match going for get that much going for me. So it hey it could have been worse. It could have been worse. But we're going back to my bad luck. It's not a gag. It's like it's just my hidden passive or something. There's I don't know why I have like accumulated so much bad luck. But I just have the worst luck. Worst luck. And I was having all kinds of technical difficulties. Constantly. I was like trying all these things and my audio wasn't working and everything was crackling, and then I would buy all this new equipment and then I'd plug it all in and then there'd be a new issue and then I'd try new equipment and then I'd plug that in and there was another new issue, and then I 2 days before debut I built a new computer. 2 days before. Who knows what could have gone wrong in that amount of time? It couldn't have turned on. There could have been it could have been anything. 2 days before. So it's like I'm like it's like unlucky bad luck, right? Unlucky bad luck. Wait, no, that doesn't make sense. Unlucky good luck? The unlucky bad luck is just worse. Unlucky good luck. I don't know. Because like it could be worse, but it's still bad, but it's it I don't know. I can't explain it. I hope with every fiber of my being, I am able to at least produce an inkling of content tomorrow. This is the worst feeling. This is the worst feeling. I finished this Twitter space yesterday. I finished my Twitter space yesterday, and I'm like, wow, I feel really good about that. You know, we kind of, the Shinri told me to make one. He's like, okay, make a Twitter space. This is, you know, you only got so much time. And I'm like, oh, go. Okay, a Twitter space. Great idea. I don't, what's a Twitter space? No idea what that was. I didn't understand or anything. But then he helped me, and then I created the Twitter space, and then made an absolute idiot out of myself for about 30 minutes. So that was good. And now here I am again, Twitter spacing. I'm just sitting here looking at the Henry Stickman picture as it stares back at me in triumph. Like it, that red ship in the background burning down is just, that's my career. It makes it look like Haka did something, but I don't mean it like that. I don't mean it like that. But I'm just trying as hard as I can, and I don't know if I should out myself more about my awful dietary habits. It is a cool thumbnail. You look cool, Haka. I mean, I think you got room to brag on that one. You look cool. You look like you work out in that photo. You know, I finished the Twitter space, and I'm like, oh, that was a, you know, good save. I produced nothing today, but tomorrow will be better. Then I woke up. This time I didn't go outside. I didn't go outside today because, you know, I had my Joker moment yesterday. So now I'm all dark and jaded. I'm not going outside anymore. What'd that do for me? Nothing. So now I stayed inside. I didn't open the curtains. No, they stay closed. I'm letting the darkness flow through me today. Because now I'm mad. And before that, you know, it's like I went to bed, I finished the Twitter space, and then I made like a whole frozen pizza. And I ate the entire thing. And then I fell asleep. It was pretty good. I don't know, more bad diet from me. I think it's just something you're going to have to understand is my diet is never going to be good because the bad things taste too good. Was it still frozen? No, because let me tell you. I don't know if this is like a controversial opinion, but I don't eat anything cold unless it's meant to be cold, right? So it's like ice cream. I'll eat ice cream because it's cold. But they're like, oh, but you eat cold pizza, right? No, 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 never. Oh, lukewarm, right? No, no, It needs to be hot. It needs to be hot. I'm not eating it cold. That's gross. You guys are saying base and so true. Why have I, for all my life, been like the crazy person for not liking cold food? It turns out, I guess I'm the normal one. I've just been led to believe I was insane. Yeah, that fits. That really fits. But yeah, I was gonna prepare for these things. I prepare to an extended amount. But here's the thing: when I get something in my head, I'm like, okay, cooking simulator today. Here it goes, rewiring my brain, putting all my energy and all of my, you know, molecules or whatever is in your brain. It's all redirecting to cooking simulator because that is what is happening today. Okay. Doesn't happen. So now I need to go on Twitter spaces and talk like an idiot again. And it's like, yeah, I could go and keep trying to fix it, but I don't think there's a fix. And the longer I wait, the worse this is, right? So I don't know. I pre-record it. Oh God. That's so like not me though. I mean, I get it. I know what you mean because, like, I could just like make videos until I make content. But honestly, I don't know what the issue is anymore. So after this Twitter space, it's gotta be good old Betsy, tech support for the next hours. I don't know. What else do I have on my? I'm using all my Zatsuna material. I have a bullet point here that says croissants. I already told that story that I ate 8 croissants before debut and a red velvet cake. Can't tell it again. Okay, I told horrified. What else is on here? What does this mean? I don't know what that means. Croissant. Croissant. Sorry, I said it wrong. Another thing is, like, when I was preparing for debut, I'm not, like, technologically intelligent. I don't know how any of this stuff works. So, you know, I have, like, this little pad, and when I press a button, you can have a button so it makes a sound, you know, like, you can go into your files and okay, I want this button to be a, to make a sound. I want it to make a drum sound, right? And everyone has, like, these beautiful, like, rows of buttons, and they're all very organized. Mine is so bad to understand which button does what. It's like, okay, I want this one to be the drum sound, and I have, like, clip art of a drum, and that's in the bottom right corner. And then I need to hit the cymbals button. I need to hit the cymbals button while the drum stops. So I need to hit the drum again so it stops. And then I need to hit the cymbals button as I press the drum button again. But the cymbals button, I put it in at the top left corner. So now, like, I'm stretching because I have to have my left hand somewhere else. So I'm stretching my index finger and my middle finger all the way across the pad so I can hit the drum button and the cymbal button at the same time. I don't know. And it's like, the megaphone? And it's like, okay, I'll make it a megaphone clip art, right? And it's like 144p. It's completely pixelated. It's zoomed in, and it doesn't even look like a megaphone. I was doing that on debut, pressing all the. It looks like something you'd walk. Okay. Well, I'm gonna set the scene here. Aliens come down from space for the first time, and they're peaceful. And the aliens are like, oh, hello, come inside and we'll show you our technology. And you go inside and you see what I just described, because someone will look at my little pad and they would not be able to read it. It looks like everything here, at least to me, looks like the dashboard of the mothership. It does not make sense. It doesn't make sense. What does this one mean? This one doesn't even do anything. I'm, like, pressing it right now, and it doesn't do anything. It's just blinking at me. So, just I think this gives you a bit of insight, right? It gives you a bit of insight of what was happening during my debut. So now, when you watch my debut again, you're going to be thinking, okay, this is the part where he brings up the megaphone and I'm stretching my hand as far as I can and just sweating and flexing my hand all across this stupid little pad. What a day. Oh, man. I am just so curious what tomorrow has in store for me. My computer's got to catch fire. I haven't even done anything yet. I'm swirling the void. I'm like in limbo. I haven't done anything yet. I'm not a creator yet. I gave you my first impression, but now it's just psycho ramblings of a madman on Twitter. I want to do something, and I don't know how to reschedule now. Is it just gonna be Cooking Simulator all week? Well, the third time's the charm. Cooking Simulator. Do I do Phasmophobia tomorrow? Do I just give up? Is Cooking Simulator just cursed? Am I never going to give you that 3-course meal I promised?
Don't jinx it. Oh, please. Oh, please. As if that means anything anymore. Because I went in. I'm done. I'm done with good intentions. Okay. Going in bright eyed and optimistic of the road ahead for my streaming. I'm gonna cut. No more. I'm done getting upset and let down. Tomorrow, I'm gonna go in. Yeah, it's gotta be a calamity. And not only that, it's gotta be worse than yesterday. And not only that, my house has gotta explode and everything's gone and I won't be able to stream for a month. That's what's gotta happen. So now when something bad happens, I'll be like, well, at least I'm not dead. You know, you just got going with the worst mindset. So now I can be pleasantly surprised on the one little thing that happened. You know, that's how I'm gonna operate in life now. Starting today. What do I even do tomorrow? I don't even know how to schedule anymore. This has to be the worst start in history. This has to be the worst start in history. I can't even do content. I can't do content. You know how bad I want to do content. I wake up, I'm like, I can't wait to do content. And then reality says, No. You have to wing it now. And not only that, but you're just going to tell stories that you probably shouldn't be telling about yourself, because frankly, it's just embarrassing. But here we are. So, you know, those are the life decisions. That's it. I'm looking at my notepad. I really am. I'm looking at my notepad. I don't want to say all these things because these things are like, these are like, it's just talking things. And I don't want to, I want to save that. I want to save these things. Because it's supposed to be a week in review, right? The Zatsudon. Am I saying that right? Zatsudon. Anyway, it's supposed to be like a week in review. But what am I supposed to say? What am I supposed to say at my week in review? Hey guys, here's my week in review. I proceeded to not stream for 6 days out of the week, and this is my only stream. And you guys know everything that happened, because every time I couldn't stream, I made a Twitter space and ranted about the very moments of my life. So that there isn't a week in review, because everyone will already, we know that. There's nothing. My week in review is nothing. For 7 days. I'm going to start at just like a Zatsudon. I'm going to get there, and I'm just going to be silent the entire time. That's my review. That's my week in review. What is there to say? What if I just said a bunch of lies? What if we all just faked that I had the best week ever? Guys, remember in Cooking Simulator when I made the awesome 3-course meal and everyone loved me and they were all clapping and it was just the best day ever? Remember that? I remember that. Oh, on the second day. Fall Guys, remember? Victory Royales across the board. Remember that? Damn. This guy's a gamer. And I'm afraid about Wednesday. What lie am I going to have to create for Wednesday? Hey guys, remember when my computer wasn't up in flames and I didn't eat that entire frozen pizza in one go? Remember that? I know I do. We love those streams. Yeah, me too, man. Me too. Maybe this is all just one of my elaborate schemes. Someone has to think that right now. Someone has to be sitting here thinking like, this guy's pulling a fast one. I am not. I am covered in sweat right now because I am so like, I'm like anxious. I'm anxious because like, what is this? And you guys say it's content, and I'm, you know what? I'm happy. I'm so glad you guys like the content. But to me, this is not the greatest reflection of what I want to be known as. I mean, okay, a fuck up, right? That's true. Okay, but I don't want to be known as the Twitter spacer. Okay, I don't want to do this all the time.
But, you know, here we are. I think. And here's, not only that, I got trolled because my intro was fine. And then I switched and then boom, it died. So something in between the intro and switching to myself, something died. Something's wrong. So I'm gonna have to do a little bit of research on that one. VSpacer, is that what it's called? VSpacer. Gav is better the VSpacer. Hey guys, happy Wednesday, back at it again with another VSpace. What I do today, I woke up. I mean, that's really all I can say. What else do I talk about? Someone give me a topic. I'm burning here. I'm not using my notes. Someone give me a topic. Just anything. Just nothing on my notes. You can't see my notes. So give me a topic, and I'll just do what I can. Talk more about frozen pizza. No, give me something else. Give me something else. Bees. Dogs. It's going so fast. Wait, I'm going to scroll up. Hang on. Candy? Can I talk about candy brands? There's candy. I don't know if there's... I need to do something even... Animals. That's very broad. But we talked about animals in the... Favorite animal's a cow. Music. I can talk about music. That's broad enough. Music. Huh. I like all kinds of music. For one, I do plan on making a cover, like doing, I want to do a cover at some point. I really do. I just need to work on some of my Japanese pronunciation. Cause like right now, like I was like, there's some songs I was trying to cover, right? I don't know if I should say it. Should I say what I was trying to cover? I wanted to cover Bloody Stream. Okay. The JoJo part 2 OP. I wanted to cover Bloody Stream. And I was going through it and it's like, it sounds okay. But there's things that I need to work on, and I was not confident in my ability with that. And like, I think at this point, I don't know, maybe you guys would have liked it, and maybe I should have done it, but I wanted to do that. But I've been practicing singing a lot. I like to sing. I think there's a lot of things I want to sing. I'll you know, karaoke in the future and stuff like that. But music, yeah, covers. I want, you know, like I said, original songs. But I think it's funny because, you know, with Haka involved in our mix, and you know, he's the big metal guy. He's the big metal guy. But the funny thing is, like, I can't sing metal at all. Okay, it sounds like I was like, I don't know, it does not sound good. You know, I can't do any of that yelling stuff. I can't do any of that. But I love, my favorite genre is metal. So it's like we have like two out of four. I think we have like metalheads, right? Big metal guy, Bettel. Get it? I mean, it really, you know, I like Bettelcore, I like Power Bettel, I like Death Bettel, Melodic Death Bettel, Progressive Death Bettel, you know, any of it. So I'm a big metal guy, so it's like, that's like the closest, that's like the gateway to my heart, I feel. But it's nothing, I can't really sing it. We'll see if the bird can help me one of these days. We'll see if the bird can help me one of these days. but you know, maybe one day, if I can talk about it. Someone said candy earlier. Love candy. I'll talk about the candy I like. This is a candy that I think people hate. Okay, I don't know if people like this candy or not. Betelhead, that's good. There's a candy called Milk Duds. Those are my favorite. That's like my favorite candy. I don't know why. It's like classic like movie theater candy, but there's something about, I don't know why, like, it doesn't taste like chocolate. Oh, I don't know if you guys like milk. Some people like milk. Okay, some people like Milk Duds. I like Milk Duds. I really do. I don't know. I think I had them for all my life. Gross story coming up with a Milk Dud. When I was just a little guy, I was watching a movie. I don't know what it was. Trek 2. I don't know. I don't know what it was. At the movie theater. And I was eating Milk Duds. And I was just eating them. And the thing with Milk Duds, if you don't know what a Milk Dud is, they're super chewy, right? They're super chewy, and they're just, and you know, you're like 4 years old or whatever. I don't know how old I was, but I was young. You know, you're like three, and you're just shoving Milk Duds into your mouth, like 50 of them, right? And it's like the way when you bite down on them, it's like biting into like a tire. So you really got to use all of the force you can when eating all these Milk Duds. This might be too, is this too gross? I was about to get like descriptive. I'll be vague, but if people don't like blood, I'll just, if blood is not like your thing, just hold on. Okay. I'll be like 40 seconds. Chewing on a Milk Dud, started tasting something that didn't taste like a Milk Dud. Okay. That doesn't taste like a Milk Dud. And then the Milk Dud got really crunchy and the Milk Dud may or may not have pulled out my teeth. So it's kind of like eating like plastic explosives or something. It's like eating cement. You don't, just be careful when you eat Milk Duds, I guess. That's my advice to you. They're delicious. Oh, that's too much for you guys. Huh? That's too much for you guys. That story. Oh God, we're going to have a great time together. If that is the worst story I can tell, you guys are in for a ride. Oh boy. So yeah, you know, Milk Duds. I also choked on a Milk Dud. Why do I like these things? I only have horrible stories to tell about them. I have just like weird traumatic Milk Dud based stories. Choked on a Milk Dud. I lost my teeth on a Milk Dud. What's a good story about a Milk Dud? So that's candy. I think other candy I like. I'm trying to think of one that isn't a Milk Dud. I'm like drawing blanks. It's like, I want to be specific. Specific candies that I like. I had a dream about eating candy. It was like these sweet tarts. It's these sweet tart balls. And they're like these kind of like these chewy sweet tart balls. And it kind of like tastes like you're eating battery acid. And like, if you eat like more than four, your tongue becomes numb and really hurts, and you lose all sense in your mouth. I don't know what they're called. Sweet tart balls. Give me a minute. Sweet tart. I'm literally typing sweet tart balls into Google. Sweet tart balls. Here they are, sweet tart mini chewies. Sweet tart mini chewies.
They're good. They're good. They're not like, no, not Warheads. Warheads are not bad. But I choked on a Warhead. I've choked on a lot of candies. I think I can make like a tier list of like how many candies I've choked on. Here's another thing with candy. Do you guys like savor your candy? You're like, oh, it's a hard candy, right? And you're like, I love hard candies. And you put it in your mouth and you're like, oh, I'm gonna like savor it, right? I'm just gonna keep it in my mouth. I'm gonna keep it in my mouth and savor it for as long as possible until it dissolves into nothing. Right? Not me. Not me. I put like, let's, I don't know, Werther's Original in my mouth or something. And I put it in my mouth and I'm immediately chomping. I put it in my mouth and I'm immediately, you know, I'm immediately chomping into it. Instantly. Like, I'm not savoring anything. Instant eat. Is that, I don't know if that, what that says about me. Does that say something about me? There has to be like, there's like a personality test out there. And it's like, If you put that in your mouth and it, hard candies in your mouth, and you start chewing instantly, the odds are you become just a psycho killer. I don't 10% higher. I don't not listen. I don't. I just I'm impatient. I'm impatient. I'm like, this is good. This tastes good. So my brain says, okay, time to eat. And I just start doing what my brain tells me to. Like, it's just the natural response. It's the natural response. Another story just came into my head, but it's only painting worse pictures. I'm like crying. I don't know if I can't control myself. I get like those tiny little lollipops from the bank. And it's gone before we pull out. It's just gone. I don't know. I mean, it's just a stick before the gas is even hit. Oh God, I don't know. There's so many dumb things I did when I was young. I'm going crazy. This week has been so stressful. Just consider this like my decompression period of time. We all do stupid things when we're young. I mean, I guess I still do that, but we all do stupid things. When we're young, like Play-Doh, for instance. And I know what you're all thinking. He's going to start talking about how he ate Play-Doh. No, guys, that would be stupid. When I was young, Play-Doh did look delicious, but instead I just shoved it in my ears until it hardened. Why? What leads somebody to do this? What? That was the sign. Something horrible happened that day. I think like not all the Play-Doh was able to be saved, and it went further into my brain, and now my brain is just like pink and purple and blue, and I'm just crazy. I think it just looks like you take like an X-ray. And it's just a big Play-Doh blob. Oh, I don't know. People do dumb things when they're young. That Play-Doh story, that was like last week. But I'm just kind of saying in general, people do things when they're dumb things when they're young. I don't necessarily have a story just yet, but you know, I'll probably think of something.
But yeah, I don't know. I feel like the longer I sit here talking, the worse it is for me. I'm just digging a big hole. Please tell me you don't believe the last week gag. Please. Well, I'm just gonna try and save face here. It was not last week, guys. It was not last week. Okay? It's 5 days ago. So technically it was not last week. It was not a full 7 days, it was like 5 days. So I just wanted to clear the air here. Feel better about that. Anyway, we're kind of down to 10 minutes here. I guess while I all have you, in a serious note, I did change my art tag to make sure to check out the tweet on my Twitter. I changed my art tag. My art tag has been changed to Bettleful. Okay, Bettleful. Hashtag Bettleful. So any art going forward is now going to be at hashtag Bettleful. Okay, that's my art tag on Twitter. Gavinci. Damn it! Why didn't I think of that? Bettleful. So just be sure to if you make any kind of art moving forward, be sure to redirect to that hashtag, because I will check old art on the old hashtag, but moving forward, please just Bettleful going forward. But listen, guys, the art, I'm not even kidding, that like makes my day. I wake up feeling like death, and then I'm like, oh, but art, and then I see all the art. You guys are so fucking talented. I mean, I can't say that any more serious. I mean, you guys are crazy. The art is really, really, really good. Really, really, really good. I was looking at it. I just look at it. I'm like, it makes me so happy. It makes me so happy. I love, love, love it. And I saw some like, you know, art for like the schedule. I'm really sorry for the people that are making art for like my schedule this week, like Fall Guys. Like I saw some Fall Guys art and it was really good. I'm like, oh, I could use that for a thumbnail. But it's like Fall Guys was meant to be today. And then I saw art for, you know, it's a shit show. I mean, I don't know what I'm doing tomorrow. I don't know. It might be this again. I need to start writing down ideas so I don't talk about putting Play-Doh in my ears and make myself look stupid, because I'm back to a wall here. I'm cornered and I don't have anything to say or any kind of content. So the first thing that came to mind was my awful, awful, stupid brain stories. I don't want it to come to this. I don't typically do this. I'm really sane. I promise you. Thank you, Haka. I'm glad I am loved. That's what you guys and I have. That's what we don't have in common. You know, you guys love me. You know that. You know that's good. And you know what? That's what I want. That's what I want. Look at it. Look at all my brothers. Look at all my brothers being supportive. Supportive on my despair. But yeah. Henry Stickman at 7. Are we excited? Are we excited for Haka's stream? Haka, I hope with all my heart that you have an excellent stream and everything goes swimmingly. You don't drop once, and it's flawless from beginning to end. I wish that upon you with all my being. I mean that. Because let me tell you something, buddy. This sucks. This is not the ideal situation. But yeah, I do hope I'm able to give you guys something, later in the week. I have no idea, what when this is gonna get fixed. I'm gonna stop this Twitter space. I'm gotta take a cold shower. And then I'm going to get to work and try and figure out what the hell is happening. Because frankly, I'm losing it. So, Haka and Shinri, after me today, as always, I'm looking forward to their stuff. I'm gonna try and tune in to, Haka's and Shinri's, and, be sure to give them love, guys. Be sure to give them all the support now that I have you. And if you're sitting here at Twitter and you're not in the chat room for Haka, what are you doing? Go see our purple bird boy. Us purple boys got to stick together. But yeah, I don't know. I feel like I'm kind of wrapping up. I don't have initially anything else embarrassing to talk about today. I think I'm going to save that for another day as I just blow through all of my talking content in the first week. It's gotta be 2 weeks. We're gonna do another Zatsunon. I mean, I'm gotta be like, hey guys. And that's it. That's the whole, I won't have anything to say because I would have said everything. I would have just gone through my entire life. With these Twitter spaces. I'm noticing a pattern with this week, so I'm getting a little worried. So, again, thank you guys really for the support. I know this is maybe frustrating to some because they're expecting content in the form of VTuber based streaming. But you don't get that. Not yet. You gotta earn it. No, but anyway, thank you guys for listening. And I guess I'll play my outro song, which has just kind of become my theme song. So thank you guys so much for sitting here and listening. I don't really have anything to tell you, like, in terms of, like, a scripted outro. Like, everybody else is like, Haka is like Haka La Vista. What do I say? Hey, everybody, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for watching. I really hope you enjoyed this Twitter space, and I'll see you next time on the next Twitter space when everything inevitably goes wrong. Goodbye. I don't know how to end. Oh, here we go. Is it on? Hold on. How do I turn this off? What is happening? Oh, there. Okay, goodbye.